This is by Christopher Chatrell of The American Thinker, and he writes, Vanity Fair says that Peter Thiel, J.D. Vance, and Curtis Yarvin, who I don't know who that is, are not extreme far-right arm insurrectionists, but in fact, they're kind of cool. That's why James Proges is saying that, and that's what he's saying in his article entitled Inside the New Right, where Peter Thiel is placing his bets. And now the headline writers choose New Right rather than Far Right. You mean that our fashionista friends are backing off the pejorative, which are such fun, and easing back into an open and frank discussion on the issue? I don't know about that. J.D. Vance is a fake elitist, so he's okay to be there. Peter Thiel, or Thiel, need I say more? And I don't know who Curtis Yarvin is. He sounds like a character on Star Wars. Maybe that's why they like him. Does anybody know who this dude is? Curtis Yarvin? Because I cover this stuff daily, and I've never heard of this guy. He is a guy. An American blogger and software designer. Oh, okay. he's a nerd. Got it. So here's Honoree Levi, a New York published It Girl in a downtown Manhattan scene where right-wing politics have become an aesthetic pose that mingles strangely. I hate when these people write like this. Of course, this is the most racist, sexist, homophobic thing you've ever read, except that if you want to know how things are going, who doesn't know when interest rates are going up, blah, 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 blah. I tell you, you lefties, wokies, and all the ships at sea better tuck in a couple refs, because apparently they are setting this table to distinguish far-right extremists like Marjorie Taylor Greene, and I guess you would say Trump, because even though he's not a far-right extremist, he is, from your good rights, the okay writers. And so they write, the purpose of the deep right is not to follow the core, you and me, right, but to lead it. J.D. Vance has been a conservative for like 30 seconds. Peter Thiel is a gay Republican. He's a sodomite. And this Moaz Deep, you know, Tatooine guy, I've never heard of him. But now these are our supposed leaders. The Vanity Fair article continues. The pattern of history will not be altered. And in this pattern, the productive classes, i.e. your bourgeoisie, elitists, are always governed by unproductive aristocrats. Every true revolution is the replacement of an old aristocrat, or aristocracy, actually, by a new one. Since the core right is the party of the productive classes, it's in desperate need for leadership. So essentially, Vanity Fair is telling you what? It's not Marjorie Taylor Greene. It's not Donald Trump. It's not your extremists. This is your new bourgeoisie. These are your new aristocrats. Peter Thiel, J.D. Vance, and Yavin Yavi, Yabba Yabba, Yabba Dabba Doo. Okay, so he has a Substack. So I don't know. Maybe I'll read Curvis Yabin, and maybe I'll agree with him, but I probably won't.
But according to his Wikipedia and stuff, he seems to be a neo-monarchist is what he's referred to. Just glancing through his Wikipedia, he has read Democracy, the God That Failed.
Really?
He cites that as a kind of influence from breaking away from democracy itself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you should check out his Substack there that I posted in the chat room.
I will. That is somewhat almost promising.
Yeah, but there you go. I'll do the rest of the homework on that one. But
initial
looks.
The first glance, he's better than Thiel or J.D. Vance, so I'll take that. The point is, Vanity Fair, an elitist magazine, an elitist rag, is now telling you who your elites are. That's how they do this. That's how they control the narrative. They pick them for you, which is the complete, what are they trying to counter? They're trying to counter populism. Now, I don't care about any of these political movements. It's not my way. My way, I am a Catholic. All right? I don't believe in any of this stuff. I am honestly a guy who just wants to work his small part of the earth, go to church, stay in a state of grace, and get to heaven. So, but I'll give you my ideas of what this kind of stuff is happening. And this is what we're seeing is the elitists trying to pick your new rulers and saying, oh, no, not Mitch McConnell, not any of those stoogy old white men. How about these cool guys? How about the deep right, right? Peter Thiel and Curtis Yavin and J.D. Vance. They're your new right. These are the ones that are going to overthrow the older establishment Republicans and establish. Okay, great. Well, unless this Yarvin guy is the one that's leading the pack, I'm not really in any kind of. I don't want Peter Thiel to be my new elite. You should read, learn, and inwardly digest this phrase. Women expect to be protected. Men know they are expendable. That's true. But what happens, this guy blogged last week, is the College Plus Women of America find in the upcoming inflation and recession, are they not protected? Women will find themselves utterly unprotected. They will complain to each other. They will complain to the Democratic politicians. They will abandon the Democratic Party to go find a new protector. Yes, that's what happens. They all think they're going to be Katniss from the Hunger Games, and they're all going to end up being ladies of the night, if you will. What are all the D-plus College Plus women going to do when dog trainer DeSantis loses his anti-CRT pit bulls on their cozy educational securities and DEI administrator positions in HR? I will tell you this. They will complain and tell each other that I can't believe he did that. They may then chop up some word salad about safety. Then they will get scared. Then they will fold because women, especially college-born educated women, expect to be protected. Of course, the fashionista it girls have switched protectors already. So also what this article is saying, these are your new protectors, or these are your new elites. These are the okay Republicans, not DeSantis, Peter Thiel, J.D. Vance, Curtis Yavin. These are your okay Republicans now, right? It used to be Mitt Romney. He was the safe one. Vanity Fair is starting the conversation change and starting to install your next set of essentially squishy Republicans. I don't know about the Arvin guy. Maybe he's different.